Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We just got a call from William Norman Gregg talking about the arrest of this activist in Idaho for basically nothing, from what I can tell. The story is actually over at photographyisnotacrime.com. You can find out, I guess, the hashtag on Twitter is Free Matt. It's on Facebook, it's Free Matthew Townsend. And you can find the Facebook page. And, you know, they're trying to get some support out there. I sincerely hope they can find it. It's kind of a crazy story, frankly. Let's go to your calls. Nick in California. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Mark? I just wanted to call in because I've seen a lot of stuff lately about, like, gay rights and stuff on the news. And personally, you know, I've always thought that gay people, you know, should generally be able to do, you know, whatever they want. I mean, you know, you can, it's your butthole. It's your decision to do what you want with it. But I mean, lately I've been seeing, you know, a lot of stuff about, you know, like gay people raising children and stuff. And I was just really curious about what your guys' thoughts on that issue are, because
what's,
I mean,
the question?
Well, what do you think about gay couples raising children?
I think that you know, children need loving families, no matter what that loving family is. There's no such thing as a perfect family. So to single out one particular aspect of a family that might not be optimal, I think is you know, is really kind of ludicrous. So I'd like to see the perfect family.
Yeah, I understand that, and I mean, I understand that. I guess there should be some. There could be some gay couples that would raise a child, you know, better than, you know, some straight couples that have a man and a woman involved. But I think just generally that for a child growing up, I think it's important for it to have, you know, that aspect of the masculine and the feminine. And, well, I understand where you're coming from with the perfect family. It's certainly, you know, very rare to see something even close to a perfect family nowadays. But
what about families where there is no father?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there too, but I mean, I just think generally, you know, I don't know. I just don't really. I think it's like a step in a bad direction for our society to be endorsing that sort of a thing. Because I just think is the healthiest option for a child would be to have a man and a woman involved in raising it. And I understand that, you know, I mean, that's, you don't really get that all the time, but
you don't get that most of the a lot of the time. And, you know, I wouldn't, in the same way I wouldn't advocate for taking children away from women who don't have a man in the house, I wouldn't advocate for not giving children over to couples who, you know, might be of the same sex.
All right. Well, that's fair. And it's not a deeply strong, you know, concept that I've been thinking about for a long time. It's just sort of a thought that crossed my mind while I was thinking about it today. But, you know,
excellent. Thanks for the call, Nick. Really appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Hey, you know, I think that
guy must have very weird stoner conversations.
Well,
yeah. I mean, I think that's not what most people think about when they're sitting around getting high, but, you know.
Free Talk Live is the place for you to call in about the things you're thinking about. I mean, that's what it comes up to. Now, he asked me what my opinion was, and I'm happy to give it to him. You know, if not, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to ask some questions.
I'm just going to go ahead and say not enough kids get adopted. And a family is better than no family, and, you know. Anyway,
there are kids in this country that you know, really could use a family, and it can be difficult for you know, for couples of the same sex to get them. Many countries aren't going to be interested in, you know, sort of the foreign adoption thing isn't going to really work out very well for these couples. So they're often left to taking care of the kids that, you know, need it the most. And I suppose that that's a good thing. But if somebody says that they want a kid and they're willing to take care of some, that's entirely different than the commitment level it takes to have sex and accidentally have a child, right? Right? There's just...
I don't know. You had said the foreign adoption thing wouldn't work out, and I'm already thinking it's like I personally know a gay couple who has a Russian adopted son.
Okay. So. I've just guessed that that wouldn't be the case. Russia
Which
has
certainly wouldn't happen these days because Russia won't allow Americans to adopt Russian children anymore. So.
Yeah, but Russia has sort of been shown, on the news, has been talked about as being sort of anti-homosexual. I was surprised to hear just now that you said that. So, you know, that was just a guess. So, anyway, I think that when you're talking about loving families, do I think that the perfect family is probably some kind of nuclear family with a husband and wife? I suppose you might be able to pry that out of me, but I also think that the grandmothers and grandfathers are all present too. Two, people die, people leave families for whatever reason, people have, you know, alcoholism, people just have bad personalities. These are the realities that we're dealing with. And to suggest, to point out one thing, which is that the couples has, you know, a same-sex couple as opposed to a, you know, different-sex couple, is to, you know, in my opinion, just harp on one particular issue. And it shows the prurient kind of obsession of this nation with sex.
Right.
That's, you know, it's just more of this same old stuff over and over, you know, this Victorian obsession with the naughty.
It sounds like some of the same reasons that inspired Techno Panic.
Well, we were talking about Techno Panic, and you were discussing that article, so I'd like to continue with that if you'd like.
Sure. So, the author of this article goes on to say, such paranoia and fears, the ones that drive technopanic, are often driven by the fact that humans are both naturally risk-averse and poor judges of risks.
You were both of those, yes.
Yeah. Thus, the survival instinct combined with poor comparative risk analysis skills lead many people to engage in or buy into technopanics. But other factors are often at work.
Is this kind of like Y2K? Would that be considered a techno panic?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. But so there, this is when everybody thought that the whole world was going to come crashing down because...
I think that's sort of extreme techno panic. But the other thing is, like, techno panics, like it was mentioned earlier in the article, is like, there are predators on Facebook! Don't let your kids near the Facebook, so they're going to get raped by predators! It's like, what? That's not happening. It's happened one or two. It's sort of like, there are razor blades in your child's candy. Like, well, no, that, you know, they thought that was happening since like the early 80s or whatever. And it's like, it didn't happen. Not even once until like the late 2010s.
Some documented case after somebody said there's been no documented cases.
Right.
And you know, like anybody can slide a razor into their candy and say that this happened, right. Or into an apple or something. Who gives an apple out to kids on Halloween?
Yeah.
An apple orchard. I mean, is that it?
I don't know. People, dentists.
I wish somebody would give an apple out to my kid on Halloween instead of a bag full of candy.
So he gets into, finally here, and the same guy wrote an actual paper about it, so this is just sort of an article that's about the paper, which, of course, is much better format for radio. But gets into these six reasons why people fall into these techno panics. So the first reason, and I think this is a good first reason, generational differences. Generational differences often motivate pessimistic attitudes about the impact of technology on culture and society. Parents and policymakers who dread the changes to cultural or privacy-related norms ushered in by new technological advances often forget that they, too, were children once and heard similar complaints from their elders about the gadgets and content of their generations.
I'll never be able to forget the whole thing about Dungeons and Dragons.
Right.
God, well, this is the most annoying, crazy thing that went on sort of in the mid-80s. The idea that kids were going, you know, that they were being driven crazy by some books. some silly games. Right. I mean, it makes no sense at all.
Right.
But they believed it. I went to a Christian school in Bradenton, Florida in the mid-80s, and I can tell you that there was a teacher there that would... He made a big deal out of the whole Satan getting you over Dungeons and Dragons.
Well,
thing.
Wasn't it also the thing about the Model T? Like, you know, if you go more than 38 miles an hour, you're going to die. You know, like.
Wiring in houses. They were afraid, who would run electricity through your walls? You'll set everything on fire. I mean, you know, now we look back and we say it's ludicrous.
Yep.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. You need legal documents to live life. Sorry to say, the government and other people are going to demand these things from you. You may not like it, but other people are going to demand it. So, for instance, powers of attorney. Power of attorneys? I'm not sure. Is it powers of attorney or power of attorneys? I think it's powers of attorneys. Anyway.
Sounds like a super power or something.
People are going to want that little
powers of attorney
music for you there. And wills, these kind of things, living trusts, living wills, trademarks, patents, LLCs, prenups. You're going to need all these documents. And it costs a lot of money to get a lawyer to draw them up for you. You can do it at LegalZoom.com yourself. What they do is they ask you questions. They're not attorneys, but they ask you questions. And then from the answers to your questions, they draw up these documents. And they've been, accepted in all 50 states. They are, just a really great way to save some money. Use coupon code FTL and save $10 more. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Scott calling in from St. George, Utah. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know about this documentary about North Korea.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's this one that's totally different than any other one I've ever seen. It's not so much about the government. It's about this basically libertarians in North Korea that live by the South Korea border, and they sneak out every week or so, and they sneak back into North Korea with backpacks full of laptops and cell phones to pick up internet from South Korea and all kinds of flash drives filled with American movies.
Wow. You're and telling me somebody sneaks out of North Korea and goes back?
Yeah, they sneak out once a week. They get about 10 guys to sneak back in backpacks full of laptops.
I heard there's a guy, and this might be this documentary, that I heard that there's a guy who's trying to set up a thing to sneak stuff like that in by balloon.
I'm sure that's happening too, but you got to check this one out. It's, by the time you get done watching it, you pretty much know that Kim Jong-un's not going to last very long. Like, the people are going to overthrow him in the next 10 years.
But what's the name of it?
It's called something along the lines of Inside the Real North Korea. It's available on Netflix. Something like that.
You sound like you're in a balloon, though. So
yeah, it's really windy here right now. So yeah.
So what is I'm just stunned at the idea that there are people sneaking out and sneaking back in on a regular basis and not getting caught and going to some kind of gulag.
Yeah, they go through some gnarly stuff. It shows the whole process. So it interviews the people. They're basically libertarians in North America or in North Korea. I mean. Pretty intense.
Do you know if this group, this organization is the Link Group called Liberty in North Korea?
Something like that, yeah. It's something along those lines.
Because Link has actually been here to Keene to visit. They've actually come to speak and have like an event here, so that's
well, Scott. I'm not able to find it by searching Inside the Real North Korea Movie on Google. So would you do me a favor and email me the what the name of the movie is and some kind of link or whatever for information so that I can post it on our Facebook page?
Yeah, no problem. I'm on the Facebook page too. I'll just post it when I get home.
I'll probably forget. If I don't see it on
email
long
is
long,
best.
Yeah, email it to me and then post it, and that way I can make sure it gets top billing.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks so much. It's Mark at freetalklive.com. Appreciate the call, Scott. 855-450-3733. Yep, I really do try to answer those emails.
Yep.
Do my very, very, very best. Technophobia?
Sure. So the first reason, so this is the six things that drive technophobia is an article here from Forbes.com. The first is was generational differences, which was discussing these sort of cycles of juvenoia or exaggerated anxiety about the influence of social change on children and youth that repeat endlessly and drive panics from one generation to the next.
My son Jack watches some videos on YouTube, mm-hmm. usually about Minecraft.
Right.
Which I find to be just, why are you spending your time doing this? But whatever, that's his business. He gets I think it's 2 hours a day on media. And that's his screen time. And I don't know if that's a lot or a little or what. I think it's difficult to know. But I can tell you...
No child of mine would have limited screen time.
Well, I got to say that I think that if I didn't do that, he would spend all of his time looking at a screen.
And that's the way I would want it.
Well, I find it frightening. Anyway, he goes on there and then, like, he'll watch these videos. And sometimes these guys will say words that I wish they didn't say.
Right? Like, yes.
Hey,
sure.
My seven-year-old. Watching this video. I wonder to myself what the benefit of freaking out over it is, right? So if he doesn't use that language, he doesn't hear us using it. You know, if he hears Daddy cussing, it's because he was paying attention, you know, sometime when Daddy didn't know he was around, right? Like I haven't really slipped up in front of him. But and his mother just generally doesn't do that.
So have you gone and reprimanded Glorious Coconut to his face?
I'm not sure who Glorious Coconut is. Is that one of these people that does the video game show?
Yeah, it just happens to be one of our friends here in Keene who does Minecraft videos.
Oh, does he? And one time he was on and he was looking about dinosaurs. You know, he'll do this stuff. He'll go on like a jag of looking at certain things. Right now it's Minecraft, and previously it was dinosaurs.
Right.
And so he was looking at all the videos he could find about dinosaurs. And at some point or another, he comes up with this video of this preacher guy talking about how dinosaurs lived as recently as the Middle Ages. And you know, he had a big dinosaur bone in front of him and like a the shell of like the plate of a stegosaurus and like the spike from a stegosaurus and a few things just to sort of props for the churchy kids to look at.
Right.
And these are the things that Jack wanted to see. He wanted to see these props.
Right.
And this guy's talking about things that I consider to be contrafactual, if you to be as nice as I possibly could.
Okay.
I don't want Jack taught that dinosaurs were living as recently as 600 or 700 years ago.
Right.
Because and I just don't think that's acceptable. Now, for some reason, I think it's acceptable to, you know, talk about Nessie, the Loch Ness monster, perhaps being a plesiosaur, but I don't find it acceptable when there's this sort of, you know, religious dogma that goes along with it. And I suspect those are my own innate bigotries, right?
Right. Well, if Nessie's a plesiosaur, then it was definitely less than 600 or 700 years ago.
This week. and so I just tried to stop that video, right? Like, I'm like,
sure.
You are not going to watch this video.
Right.
And that went really badly.
Yeah.
Like, Jack, you know, felt, you know, a sense of lack. Right.
Right.
Like something has been taken from me.
Right.
And, you know, that didn't, you know, like, you know, the screaming, the crying and, and then whatever he did. And, you know, it was not great.
Right.
And so I have since then been, you know, loath to jump in because I can see what can happen as a result.
Right.
Especially if it's sort of my triggers. You know, he's going to learn these words at some point anyway. It's really my job to make sure that he doesn't use them in polite company and specifically in front of his mother, right?
Right.
855-450-3733. What are your thoughts?
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind this edition of Free Talk Live. Please do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We have links there to Amazon and other major retailers, and the reason that we prefer you to do it that way is because we get a little bonus if you go there. You get the same prices, the same service if you use shop.freetalklive.com. It's an extra click for your shopping. I know that. But it helps us to offset the dangers of doing a radio program that is much different than the other radio programs you hear on the air. The opinions you hear on Free Talk Live, you don't hear those elsewhere on the radio. And oftentimes the conservative marketplace tends to punish that. I'm not talking about conservative between conservative and liberal. What I'm talking about is that, you know, there's some things that it's acceptable to say for businesses. You know, businesses find that acceptable, and there's things that it isn't. Most of talk radio right now is being punished for things that have been said in the past. Rush Limbaugh calling that Sandra Fluke gal a slut really didn't go well for talk radio, and that's been a couple of years now. I frankly don't think that ad revenue is coming back to talk radio until Rush retires. And that's There doesn't seem to be any indication.
Do you think Rush Limbaugh is single-handedly holding down the radio industry?
Well, he single-handedly brought it up.
Excellence in broadcasting. Wow.
He single-handedly brought it up. He gets the credit for bringing it to where it is. Why can't he get the credit for...
Is he really... It's not a hoo-hoo Howard, I invented radio.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where Howard Stern... Howard Stern was on rock and roll stations.
Some, yeah.
But not talk stations.
KNEW or whatever it was in New York.
Yeah, well, he was on rock stations. I mean, he's a rock host.
Sure. No, he did a talk show.
He did a talk show on rock stations.
On rock stations, sure. Because, his flagship station.
His demographics, leaned that way. So that's I think that's a good thing for those stations to have done. But he wasn't on AM talk.
Right.
And Free Talk Live, the vast majority of our stations are AM or... FM translators of
AM stations.
We bridge
the gap.
Yeah.
FM, AM, Hot Talk, News Talk.
I think we're bridging
Free Talk Live
any more than any other talk show.
I do.
We certainly have some good podcast numbers. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about technophobia.
So the second reason here on this list, again, the first reason was generational differences. The second reason, kind of related, hyper-nostalgia. Ah, the good old days. You remember them, right? In reality, they never existed. Yet excessive nostalgia about the mythical bygone eras often explains the hostility to many forms of technological change. Michael Shermer, the author of The Believing Brain, refers to this tendency to remember past events as being more positive than they actually were, as rosy retrospection bias. So speaking of days gone by, if you want to hear more of Michael Shermer, go to guests.freetalklive.com. Many years ago, he was a guest on this version.
Is that so?
That's so.
This sounds like, you remember how we got in trouble with Mom and Dad and got our butts beat? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's remembered well, even though it was probably not so great at the time.
Sure. That's one thing. That's also a psychological bias to the brain protecting itself. So I've read this book called Vital Lies, Simple Truths, The Psychology of Self-Deception, where people, that's one of the common ones. Mommy and Daddy beat me because they love me.
Well, I'm not saying in that way. What I'm saying is that one can look at a situation that was at the time not so great and look back at it with fondness and nostalgia.
Sure. So many critics fear how technological evolution changes the old order, traditional values, settled norms, traditional business models, and existing institutions, even as the standard of living generally improves with each passing generation. We see this in debates about privacy when critics yearn for the supposed solitude of the past, or in copyright debates when critics bemoan the loss of record stores and traditional methods of experiencing music. So,
I remember going to record stores, and this was awesome, right? Like, I'd go to the mall. The first place I'd go is Camelot Music. And I'd go, and I'd check my little spot.
Oh, it's so great! Spotify! Get an account!
I'm not saying that I don't think these are superior. I just kids don't have that experience anymore. For whatever reason.
I hated record stores. I mean, the only thing here, here's my nostalgia for the past, mixtapes. Those were kind of cool. Like, literally cassette tapes. There's something nice about having a physical object that you can hand to someone and say, here it is. I mean, I know now you can give a mixtape. A jump drive, sure. But there's still really, there's just not that, like, crafted feel to a mix anymore. Okay, so moving on. Next reason, bad news sells. Many media outlets and sensationalist authors sometimes use fear-based tactics to gain influence or sell books. Fear-mongering and prophecies of doom are always effective media tactics. Alarmism helps break through all the noise and get heard. This is particularly true as it relates to kids and online safety, where porn and predator panics have dominated media coverage.
Let's go to James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
You.
James? Yes.
Hey, Johnson speaking of nostalgia. I never got to compliment you for knowing the difference between the Stop Freaking and Freaking Facebook pages. Anyway, Minister Mark, I hate him. I hate him. Edgington, speaking of knowing you by your fruits, that you like to, you brought up Mahatma Gandhi after you dumped my call and made fun of me. One of the most overrated human beings to ever walk this earth. who did nothing good for his country, let alone mankind. And if you ask me, but it's funny you idolize somebody that did nothing while the evil empire of Japan was trying to bust into India through Burma. And your uncle could have just as well died in Burma as he did on Omaha Beach, just as my dad could have just as well died in Burma as Omaha Beach. But that disgusting man was weaving and preaching peace and love and doing nothing about murderers on his doorstep.
Well, you and Gandhi share something in common, though, right, Whit?
Not at all.
Yeah,
but
you're
I don't
both
know what
bigots.
You mean by that. Don't call me.
You're
oh, really?
Both bigots.
Back it up. Back it up. And then let me respond.
Anybody
but
can
I
go,
do,
anybody
I
can
do,
go
I do,
listen
I,
to your
speaking of nostalgia,
the show.
Back it up. Back it up for the listeners that haven't listened to this show. Back it up and then let me respond. But I can say one thing for sure that listeners to your show can hear for sure, to quote one Johnson Rice. I'm a bigot. I'll admit it. I'm a bigot. I can give you the date off the top of my head if you want me to, but I'm
what
not going to bother.
To?
But back it up, Johnson. You call me a bigot.
Oh, I know exactly what he's referring to.
Back it up, Johnson.
Thanks for the call, James.
I prejudge religious folks, just like he prejudges when he's talking about Israelis, you know?
Well, yeah, there you go. I'm not going to
back it up.
The things that James says.
Yeah. So, you know, and people can go and obsessively research James if they so feel like doing that, like he does. But moving on to talking about Technopanic. Speaking of, this is kind of an interesting one to move on to, the role of special interests. Many groups and institutions exaggerate fears and agitate for action because they benefit from it either directly by getting more resources from government, the public, and other benefactors, or indirectly from the glow of publicity that their alarmism generates. Many companies who also overhype various online concerns and then overplay the benefits of their particular tool as a silver bullet solution to online porn, privacy, or cybersecurity concerns. Again, bad news sells, and in this case, it sells products and services to fearful citizens.
Now, this is one thing, for instance, with this campaign that was going on to sort of disarm Americans. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it's called, but I think it was done by Bloomberg out of New York. And, you know, what did this do except sell more guns and sell more ammo? I really got to ask. I mean, it didn't do anything but that. So this is it, and I'm not saying that the gun manufacturers had anything to do with it, but many of these gun organizations that are purporting gun rights, it does benefit them when people are going after guns because, well, they get more money and more funding at the time. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning Espresso Hevea 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood for just $2.99. Or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors. And 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We might be able to squeeze you in this final segment. Check out the AMP program. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, it's an important way that you can help us to reach more people with the ideas of liberty. We don't use the money from the AMP program for paychecks or anything like that. It all goes into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. And we bring the ideas of liberty to people out on the radio waves, unlike any other, practically any other program on the planet. We are the largest pro-liberty radio, truly pro-liberty radio program out there. And these ideas, they don't get out there too many other ways. So amp.freetalklive.com if you'd like to help support us and spread the ideas of liberty farther and wider. John said we were talking about...
Sure. I'm going to just blow through the final two reasons here.
Reasons for?
The six things that drive techno-panic.
Techno-panic.
So the last two here. Elitist attitudes. Academic skeptics and cultural critics often possess elitist attitudes about the technologies, platforms, or types of news media content that masses or young adopt before they do. These elitist views are often premised on the juvenile and hyper-nostalgic thinking as described before.
So is this the idea that the internet wasn't going to make it? That kind of
kind of thing. Okay. Yep. Some researchers also have an incentive to perpetuate fear since alarmist research grabs attention and attracts more funding.
Yeah, that's true.
The last reason, the last thing that drives technopanic is third-person effect hypothesis. When some people encounter perspectives or preferences that are at odds with their own, they are more likely to be concerned about the impact of those things on others throughout society and call upon government to do something to correct or counter those perspectives or preferences.
Yeah.
Psychologists refer
basically
to this...
that everybody else is too dumb to handle the information that was just given to you.
Yep. Psychologists refer to this as the third-person effect hypothesis, and it explains many techno-panics and results. Resulting calls for government intervention, especially as they relate to media policy and free speech issues. And essentially, it's like, people that don't allow other people to be free.
Well, that's what it comes down to, is freedom is the idea that you have to let other people be free. And that can be it's a little frightening, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a little crazy. The idea of other people carrying around guns, they can end your life. But they do it all the time, and
right.
Somehow we have very few incidences of sort of licensed gun donors doing something. Let's go to David calling in from Florida. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, guys. I just want to say thank you so very much, because I've only been a listener of the show for the last year maybe, because y'all came on WYOO, and I used to listen to you at work on Saturdays. But I have the phone number, and sometimes I agree with you, sometimes I don't, and that's what, you know, freedom is about.
Yep.
And, you know, there's been times I've listened to you on Saturdays, and I was like, I've wanted to put a nail through my left eye.
What is it that bothers you most?
Well, I mean, you know, there's, you know, certain topics I agree about, and then there's certain topics I don't agree about.
Yep.
And,
my opinions have changed throughout the years too, so you know,
yeah,
I can see what it's like. I try not to be too hard on people, although it can be. Like once you get a you know a piece of information becomes internalized for you, it can be so difficult to give other people an opportunity to grow around that.
And I don't think that people really understand the freedoms in this country that were really given to us by somebody dying and for that liberty to be given to us. And,
let me ask you about that, because I often think of, you know, the founding fathers and the revolutionary soldiers fighting and dying for freedom. But what do you say to somebody who says, well, look at Canada. Canada's equally as free as the United States and freer in some
right.
ways and less free than others. And everything's fine over there. They didn't have to fight a revolutionary war.
Right, because England didn't go to war with Canada. England went to war with the United States.
Well, the United States kind of went to war with England too,
you know, and the object of war and everything, it's like they want to take this from us, and no, you cannot take this, and no, you're not going to tax us. So what are we going to do? We're going to fight you to defend our freedom and stuff. We want freedom. Give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah. Like, I get those things, but are you aware of, like, Samuel Adams, for instance, the guy the beer's named after? He went down, and I think it was Shays Rebellion in Connecticut, and he basically told those guys, look, you can't have a rebellion. We, you know, you have self-rule now. And so, you know, for him, what freedom was being ruled by a bunch of people nearby rather than by,
right.
You know, a bunch of people across the water.
Right, and why would somebody, you know, and this is what I've never understood about the Revolutionary War, is that why do people want to control somebody else? For what reason? To,
well, because
you know,
I think it's almost human nature.
You know, and we, you know, we went to war in there, and then the Civil War and all that over slavery and stuff. And even,
another fight
even
over freedom, yep.
And over it, and even Abraham Lincoln said, hey, the slave states now, they can keep their slaves.
Yep.
And
he never
you know,
freed a single slave.
Yeah. And, you know, the ones that were given freedom, you know, you can go north. And then, I just don't know where the country is really going. And everything, and people do not really know what liberty is truly about. The Constitution was drawn up in a panic, more or less,
mm-hmm.
and stuff because of, and then they, you know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and stuff. But the Bill of Rights, you know, take the black vote, for instance, the right for women to vote. You know, what kind of fight went on through there?
There's a lot of contentious history over it.
Right. And what, you know, and liberty in this nation, you know, the right to freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And there's always somebody there that's going to try and take your pursuit of happiness, what makes you happy. You know, your right to do what you want to do, however you want to live.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are and everything. If that's how you want to live, and stuff. And I think a lot of the people in this country, you know, have walked away from that. And they want the government to decide for them what they should do, who they should eat, what they should eat, what they should drink. You know, whatever makes you happy, you know, that's what you should make. That's what makes you happy. Nobody should tell me I'm obese.
I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much. 855-450-FREE. I think that there's, you know, sort of a, I think David's right. I think there's a sort of a general consensus in this country that we're not as free as we were once. I don't know what it comes from necessarily, because the facts, you know, I mean, to some extent, I mean, you can show freedom in some areas, like the country's moving in that way. But I often wonder if it's the impressiveness of the sort of the debt, right? Like the government's so far in debt and people feel like they're, you know, just, We could never possibly pay this off, and the government acts so irresponsibly, and to me, that's what it seems like maybe it is. I don't feel like I have a voice in the government, and I think that might be one of the reasons why so many people are leaving the country, too. They see that they're being taxed. They feel like they don't have a voice. They feel like the government's spinning out of control, and they don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to do about it. The best I've got is pick up your life and move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, it's been a really great choice. I think that you can find more liberty doing other things. But for me here in New Hampshire, you get, you know, this conversation of liberty. I hang out with activists a lot. You know, there's a huge network. We're seeing progress on from a sort of state government level. And, you know, we've got a libertarian veto in the New Hampshire House. That doesn't exist anywhere else in the country. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorses about 100 different you know, legislators in the New Hampshire House. That means that no law can become law without – well, I'm sorry. Most laws can't get the bipartisan support to jump over the libertarian veto. So your conservative law or your conservative bill or your liberal bill must go through the libertarian veto, and that means that many of them don't get through. You know, obviously these the folks that are – libertarian, I'm using quotation marks here. They're not 100% Lysander Spooner libertarians, but they would fit that on the Nolan chart, and they're rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that way. So, for me, that's been the solution. I see hope where many do not. I didn't when I lived in Florida. That's how I felt.
Yeah. You're certainly alone if you're outside of this community.
Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. If you want to sign up for the Free State Project, do it at freestateproject.org. I did it, and I don't regret it. freestateproject.org.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.